Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Like a couple months ago, I was like, this ain't
I was wondering why he rode off on that scooter at the end. That's the worst look of all.
No, the absolute worst part about it, like in hindsight, like when he was like, I lost 100 pounds. I'm trying to live.
Damn it.
Yep. Because they had him in them little rehabs and stuff.
So if he lost 100, where was he at?
He was over 400 pounds, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Way. I remember this. They had that whole documentary on. It was great though, but it was sad to see him, bro.
He had to take a cart from the trailer to the set, and it was only like a couple feet.
He was abusing his wife and stuff like that. You're like,
that's why I stopped giving him props.
He pistol whipped her. Though. There's a whole video of her.
Did she come like sit on him or like how?
What?
Like, was he chasing her in this? Like, I'm just saying, like...
No, he just walked by her.
She was on the couch.
And he just hit her with the end of the gun.
See, yeah. That's no something reason. Probably what? Was something from before. And he's like, I'm going to catch you. Watch. Yeah. She's running around.
There's no audio.
There's no audio. It's just security. But it made sure.
Oh, you can see it.
You can see it.
Oh, wow.
But it made me stop listening to him.
Oh, damn.
Because you were just like, yo, there's no reason.
I didn't know we had a visual for it. I mean, either way it goes, it's bad, but
that's why I don't really talk about him publicly like that.
I'm always talking about rappers,
but Big Pun, it'd be like.
But if you're a gangster rapper, I'm not expecting anything more of you.
I mean, all gangster rappers don't hit their window.
Yeah, man.
You should be one step above that.
You can be a gangster rapper with your tattoos.
You should be one step above.
You know women and children.
Still listening to Dre.
Drayton.
Touche.
Touche. He's from the beginning.
You know what the difference is?
I don't feel like a lot of people didn't know.
They did have it, the video with him and D.
I didn't see it.
I never seen the video.
Once I see something, it really...
That's what happened to Ray Rice.
Everybody saw that,
he would have still been in the NFL.
Hence why Jay-Z looked so good when he was just defending himself against Salon. We're like, we just saw him defending himself. He didn't swing back. He didn't do nothing crazy.
He said he was wrong. That's why.
He just took it.
Did he drop an album after that?
Yeah, but in the song he purposely pissed her off. So he kind of knew them hits was coming.
Mm. Oh, he did?
He was egging her on.
Yeah.
That's what he said in the song. Basically, she was on his ass about, like, my sister. And he could have been like, my bad. But instead, he egged her on.
Oh, wow.
So he knew it was coming.
He took it like a G.
Yeah, he knew it. He knew it was wrong.
All security would have been fired.
And he knew, you know, he's smart. He know the camera, but he knew. Like, he purposely was like,
poking.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was crazy because Ray Rice never recovered from that.
No, you can't. It was the drag out, too.
I think it would have been worse if he left her and puts the ground. Bing! And it would hit her leg. Open back.
Damn.
At least he took her back to the hotel room.
You know, she stood beside him.
She did.
She did in interviews and everything.
Stand beside him. Stand beside.
And when the public make that judgment, or they be like,
it's hard to unsee stuff.
Because that's how Boyd was gone from the Cowboys. They saw them pictures. It's like, you got to go, bro.
You can't be an
UFC fighter.
Yeah,
now.
He
dogged her, and they was like, nah, bro.
Oh, in her apartment.
Yeah, and she had all the
UFC was like, we like the way you fight.
Over here, our founder does that. We're good.
Come on,
you can't get in any altercation. You seen Quavo try to snatch a person, run out. He bought old girl a Birkin, and she was trying to keep it, and he snatched it and ran out the elevator.
With Sweetie, right?
Yeah, they was on his head. He was like, "I just snatched the purse back
for taking the purse."
Yeah,
but that he was snatched mine.
It. No, expensive those purses are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let him have that.
Yeah, you can't like grab nothing too hard. Because, you know, sometimes women do the whole over-exaggerate. Right. You done push me.
The LeBron flop.
The LeBron flop, yeah.
Oh, yeah, let me get y'all these. These are from... I kept forgetting them. Oh, so,
thank you, bro.
Yeah, he. I got these in Canada. Mm-hmm. He gave us. It's
spelled my name right.
Yeah, he gave us money. Yeah, it's so the backstory. I think he comes to the card in there that gives a backstory.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the only money in Canada with a black person on it.
Oh, this is hard.
Yeah, and so he dropped that.
That's what's up.
And it's been so long.
It's our late money right here.
Well, you know, currency exchange. Yeah. So if you go on there, it'll tell you the history of. Wow. The money and everything. He wanted to drop that. Oh.
We got the same lady. Everybody got the same lady.
Esther at Enter Stony Face.
Viola Desmond. Oh, yeah. Black woman. Hey,
thank you, Enter Stony Face.
Yeah, at Enter Stony Face. And thank then, you, when I was in Atlanta.
Oh, we got more.
What? A young lady dropped these off.
Hey, what?
We got Canadian currency.
And she thought of Amir.
Oh, hey.
He was the voice behind.
Oh, is this a bracelet? This is like a bracelet box.
Oh, this is nice, man. Okay. I like gifts.
Yeah, so she dropped those.
That's on there.
The keychains. What is a keychain? No,
yeah,
dog tags.
That's on there. Dog tags.
Yeah. Cramming Canadian. Inner Stony Face. Thank you. Inner Stony.
Yeah, that's coming up to the show.
This is dope. What's her name? Oh, wait, it's
this. It says Faith Hart. On the box.
Faith Hart.
Yeah. Oh, this is nice.
Oh, he in there. Stony Face is in there.
Max Stoney, man. Thanks for the dough, bro.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, and Stoney's also the one that does the timestamps in the YouTube.
Oh, that's
true. Oh,
you be putting in work.
Why you ain't lead with that?
Yeah, you don't want to do the timestamp.
I'd be like my man Stone Dog.
Stoney.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you, Stone.
He pulled up to the show with a guest. Brought two people.
Nice. Is it Edmonton?
Yeah, in Edmonton.
This dog tag is dope as hell. I'm just mad I'm almost wearing the same shit in this dog tag.
Layered up.
That I have. Did she do this today?
What if it was? It's the exact setup.
Like,
whoa,
this is crazy.
Hold on.
Chaz this is the poncho. Tough. I'm rocking
Thank
this.
Thank you, man.
On my Lions poncho, baby. It's that time. One more win. It's the greatest season ever.
Chaz is riding high.
Another disappointment.
Right now,
I told you guys I wasn't excited all year. And now I'm too giddy.
I'm glad. I'd rather see this. I love it.
Because you was, and I get it. You was like, no. I get your soul being on empty.
But now.
I love it. Be excited.
Now I'm way too excited.
Yeah. I know. You might be jinxing them.
It doesn't even matter.
It can't be jinxed. It's already, they've already.
Let them enjoy this.
One more win and it's the greatest season.
Well, they have a Super Bowl, but
they don't.
50s,
they
have
a championship in the
50s. Okay, yeah.
Nothing since the Super Bowl era.
It's not Super Bowl or bust for you?
No.
You'll be cool with this win this year?
It's also because this is one and a half good seasons, right? One and a half good seasons they put together.
Right.
So you go like, oh, you guys got something.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just like, they barely got in. Right. Da, da, da. It's just like, oh, you guys dominated
got
the whole
in with
season.
Confidence.
It was like 12-5, maybe something like that.
Should have been a 2-seed.
Should have been a 2-seed.
Cheated him. It
was good to see y'all. Like when I was watching the game last night, and they had the 8 teams left. It was good to see the Lions in there. I was like, man, I ain't seen this in
40 years. It's weird seeing no Lions.
The dopest part was after the game was over, no one left.
Yeah,
they was doing all the interviews. It was still packed the whole time. Nobody left.
I remember that game. They went 0-16, and I remember watching that. Because you're like, you gotta get this one. It was a close game, and they lost. And I remember all those fans stayed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
That's loyalty.
But people were just like, yo, we just want you guys to. I just win one.
Please.
It's low key sad.
It is sad.
They didn't go home after the loss. They still.
I think the only disloyal Detroit person I know, I think, is Paige Kennedy.
I'm not from Detroit.
Your brother.
My brother.
He left.
Oh, yeah, he did.
It don't matter. It don't matter. He left us.
Wait, is he back on?
No, nah. Greg is full Rams he now. Full Rams. He all out Rams too.
Your brother's dead to me, yo. Right. He's dead to so me, dog.
He got stuck. Paige Kennedy stuck sold with the out. Lions. It was a sale.
Yeah, because the jerseys. Right?
One person
yeah.
got a Dolphins jersey. One person got a Jets jersey. He got stuck with Detroit. Detroit was definitely on sale.
Come on, dog.
That's funny.
He didn't choose that team.
He didn't choose. So when he got older.
He sold out.
He was him and his daughter. His daughter was a Rams fan. He's like, baby, we'll do this together when they move back to LA.
Man, come on, bro. Well, he was a grown was man already, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't, he was, how you going to sell out your 30?
We're waiting for
I
you.
I appreciate
too.
You defending your kid. You're a sellout.
You're a sellout, bro.
But what about DC?
Yo, DC has it, but just because they left.
Yeah, but he got bro, new fresh gear.
DC went
They did leave.
They did leave. And he kept the Bay Area, so I go like...
You get a voucher if your team leaves. Well, you do get a voucher.
I didn't have a choice, bro.
But it's just the way you were just like, Niner game. Yeah, like, yeah. No one believes that. Yeah. No one believes
and he
that.
He don't care. That's no one thing.
I can't let you guys judge me, bro.
he got broken up with.
Yeah, he left me, bro.
He got left.
Yeah.
At the office.
One of the homies brought me a nice Super Bowl starter Niners coat to the show. I just said, thank you, man.
They straight left.
They left, bro.
So I mean,
and not looking back.
And you still in the same area.
Yeah.
So.
But it's not like you were like.
I was just in Vegas. I was so mad to see all the Raiders stuff. I was like, this is pissing me off. The Raiders fan. It's going to be the A's next.
They're
taking all our teams.
That sucks, though.
Man, suck. Giants, baby.
The Bay in general.
I'm going to the Giants.
I get it.
I like the orange and black better anyway.
I've always liked it better.
The orange and black colors.
You got
fire.
Better colors.
Yeah.
I always liked it. Because we used to go to the games at Candlestick. Yeah. We used to go to the games at Candlestick.
I just didn't believe the on so fast.
Man.
No, I don't. Like, not a game.
I'm 6 years in now.
No, it's the fake caring. That's like me going hard for the Sharks. Like I don't give
I still gotta
shit.
Learn the rules and stuff.
I care about the Blackhawks, but I don't watch hockey. I'll be like, yes. Do that shit.
When the Sharks went 4 years in a row to the Western Conference, we was all like, yeah, I don't know.
He didn't even try the long distance relationship with them. He was like, you gone, it's out.
That's fair though.
They pissed me off.
When your team lead the city. All bets are off.
Quite a few times. They left cheated quite a few. I remember when they left to L.A. I stayed. When they went to L.A., I was like, yeah, still Cali.
See, L.A. is where I started.
Yeah, but the state is crazy.
Yeah.
The whole state is crazy.
I get it.
You might as well change the name at that point.
Right.
But what's messed up is they wanted to do L.A. The rest of the league hated. Because the Rams owner didn't want
to. Too many L.A.
teams. No, you couldn't compete. L.A. is Raider.
Raider Nation down there.
So when he was like, no, my team's here. Like. If you bring
he didn't want him here.
No, and he had more pull. Nobody likes Mark Davis. So he had more pull. So they were like, okay, we'll do the Rams. And the Chargers had no business being
the
here.
The Rams don't hit the same.
Well, they was here first, though.
Remember, they won a Super Bowl and no one really cared?
Raiders is a better
Raiders. Right. And so they didn't. He didn't want it. And he had more. He was tight with Jerry Jones and all that. So they was like, all right. Well,
Raiders feel like L.A.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it feels like L.A. Okay.
The Rams don't.
And the Chargers?
Like, yeah, that's,
forever that's, be San Diego.
Yeah,
that's wild.
That forever here. San Diego.
So that's why they wanted to do LA, but the league hated on him, so he went to Vegas.
Damn,
Vegas.
That's what kept me from being like overly upset because I thought they was coming to LA, and then the powers that be was like, nah.
Harbaugh interviewed in the Chargers. It's like it's over. It's over. It's over for Michigan.
Yeah, you got the shit. You can ride on it. In college, you can ride on a championship for a minute.
You can.
I just wanted that dynasty. I was like, no, it's dynasty time. Nah. Everybody's leaving.
In college,
why
you can...
are you leaving?
He's about to get any NFL job he wants.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think he wanted to lead the NFL. The Niners, he wanted more control with the Niners, and the GM had too much say. That's why I know he ain't coming to the Raiders, because Mark Davis is going to have something to say.
We coming to the Bears, you say?
No, nobody said that.
He used to play for the Bears. I mean, why not?
Probably not. Nah. Probably because your quarterback isn't what he wants.
I will take the Bears quarterback.
Fields?
Yes.
He's nice.
They just need a player. Man, once these guys, this is what they did with Lamar Jackson for the longest. There were so many guys who are great players, who've been great players. If there were systems like for Michael Vick that are now for Lamar Jackson, a lot of these other runners, what would Vick would have done in that Ravens offense, bro? Like, they built it around him instead of trying to make him that pocket dude. Like, be this quarterback.
Vic messed up by never even trying to improve his, like, accuracy. Like, he did way better with the Eagles when he got older and whatnot. But he could throw the ball 80 yards.
For sure.
Run a 4-1. And he never worked on just the accurate.
I don't think that's
true. He would throw like, you know, it'd be a simple swing pass. He'd throw it in the dirt. It's like, come on, bro.
I don't think it's how many years did Vic have after the dog thing?
Two or three?
Did he play after?
Mm-hmm. He played for a while more.
When he came back with the Eagles, he was balling.
He got another $100 million contract after that.
Oh, he did after the dog balling. Thing?
Damn.
But he just...
I thought he was done after...
Nike said, the new convict shoes are out.
his skill set was insane.
Do you guys think they were too hard on Vic for that? I know we're going back in the past.
They definitely made a huge example out of him.
They made an example out of him.
Definitely. Definitely. But also... That's some crazy stuff. That's
what he was doing was horrific.
That's some brutal
stuff.
I had
a pit bull, and I love my guy.
Did it all come out that he was doing it, or that he funded it?
Both.
He was involved. He was hands on.
100% involved.
He was at his house.
Yeah.
Backyard.
No, I know that. Yeah.
He was cruelty, though.
Oh, yeah. Cruelty to the 12th power.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he's like, oh, it's how we grew up, which I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
I believe that 100%, but still. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Not a damn facility. Not a facility, bro.
Yeah. Like, facility? The UFC?
Listen, pit bulls?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I can see if they was poo.
That was a big...
Poo chihuahuas?
Yeah, man. Just, let them niggas go to war.
Chihuahuas to the
little
death?
Dogs get them on there.
And they won't fight to the death. Poodles or chihuahuas would be... I hate the shaking.
Like, put a coat on. I hate the shaking.
You put the coat on me.
I hate the shaking.
But pit bulls, dog, they so dope.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Super sweet, bro.
Man.
But I'm like, yeah, man. I was one. I don't know if Vic ever would have won the big one, but
I don't think so.
I mean,
he was must-see TV, but
he was definitely
just,
must-see TV.
Just his
that
like
Falcons
I said,
team was trash. That Eagles team was good. Yeah, that Andy Reid coaching, that was a good squad.
Andy Reid.
Yeah, I feel like he was like, you know, the guy never worked on his jumper. You have all the skills in the world, but you still throwing the ball in the dirt on a little out pattern, man. Like, come on, bro. He was so talented.
He was that good.
He was so talented. I think that's what happened. He was too good to practice.
Oh, the Iverson effect.
He was so talented. He was like, I ain't got to work on this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just so good.
Yeah, they said if Iverson would have actually put work in.
There's a lot of people. Right.
What else did Iverson have to do? He carried a bum-ass team to the finals.
I'm just talking about, but he wasn't, they said he wasn't, like, putting in, like, that Kobe work.
What else would he have to do? It wasn't going to help that bum-ass team. He wasn't going to beat that Laker team.
No, absolutely.
Probably more probably more durability. Took care of his body better.
Okay.
Same with Griffey.
He wasn't injury prone.
Yeah.
Iverson was injury prone.
He did later.
Yeah.
For sure.
Especially towards
he was
the
little,
end.
Yeah.
But he was like one of the smallest players in the league.
Yeah.
But you could still survive.
Yeah. It was crazy what he was doing.
Yeah.
Iverson owes. I was like,
you can have longevity as a little guard, taking care of yourself better.
That dude.
Not carrying a team.
A bum ass team.
Yeah, he was carrying.
Dikembe was his next best player.
Yes.
No, what? Aaron McKees.
Yeah, come on, bro. Eric Snow. What are we talking about?
Snow.
Y'all not showing on love to Matt Geiger?
What are we talking about?
Matt Geiger, he held it down.
And he won a game against that squad?
That was surprising. I thought finals win. That's crazy. Like,
got a game.
That was it.
But that's, I mean, that's, you can say that about most athletes, though. It's like, it's not that Jordan or Kobe was that much more talented than everybody else. They just worked hard. If the most talented people just worked, there would be a lot more. Mm-hmm. It's just the mental and the work.
Look at LeBron.
LeBron be working.
He'd be working his ass off.
And he took care of his body.
LeBron's probably the only person who took a worse team to the finals.
Oh, the Cavs?
Yeah, 2007.
Oh, with Dellavedova?
No. His first run when he beat the Pistons.
When it was like Marshall.
Played,
what was the dude's name?
He played
Iguodala.
No.
Not them. He had Larry Hughes in there.
Thurgood Marshall. Who was
with the afro?
Thurgood Marshall. Thurgood
Marshall. Was his name Marshall?
Danielle Marshall. He was already old by then.
Someone said Thurgood Marshall.
I knew it was a Marshall.
See him out there with his judge robe.
Thurgood's crazy.
Yeah, man. It was just.
We got to do that.
Absolutely. That's what I was looking for.
It might be me. My bad. Is it you?
No, I think it's me. I think I'm doing Mondo first, right?
No, I said it.
Mondo. Oh, you said it?
Yeah, my bad.
What was you, Chess?
My bad, guys.
I was going to take the L.
Oh, you took Mondo?
Oh, I did.
So what am I doing? Oh, I'm doing this.
I got
fabrics.
Where is it?
Mondo. Actually, I just got that box too. I'm gonna do this.
Oh, you just got it?
I just got the box.
Oh, I have
it. I love the deodorant, bro.
Mondo.
That deodorant smells.
I like the wipes.
Not like the wife.
I accidentally put the ball deodorant on my underarms.
Right. Wait, is that ball deodorant?
No, because they had the cream.
Wait a second.
That you put.
Is it ball deodorant?
No, no, no. They had the regular deodorant.
Okay.
Then they had the cream.
And it is Mando.
Yeah.
Mando.
It's not Mondo?
Mando. And then they have the wipes. But the wipes,
it's good enough for your balls. It's good enough for your underarms.
I think you're supposed to use it on both.
Sensitive.
Yeah, but
the little squirt one.
The squirt one, yeah, that's the cream for the...
Yeah, see, I was right.
But the deodorant is for the armpits, and then the wipes is for wherever. It's just a quick, you coming from the gym, yeah.
Oh, yeah, refresh.
So everything they make is for...
I mean, like the touch name.
Up. For touch-up.
Mando.
On top of the funk.
Yeah. No, but also preemptive.
Okay, before the funk.
Yeah, put it on.
Got you. Oh, you fair game.
I'd be panicking when I forget to put deodorant on. I'm already in the car.
Oh, you do?
I'd be like, oh. It's like when it hits you, like, oh shit.
I always keep deodorant in the trunk.
Keep a little, a little,
I still be like, huh.
I've gone to the store and just, let me just get this now. We can't risk this.
Yeah.
You can't be the mustard.
You don't even have much time. Honestly, before, you have to like re-wipe.
Well, how much before the, applying how much the deodorant? Do the ad.
Wait, I talk about it?
Do you want to smell like a zero? In a clinical study, men who showered with soap and used Mando, whole body deodorant in their pits had an odor score of 0 to 10 after 12 hours. No odor. Men who showered with soap alone had an armpit odor score of 8 to 10 after 12 hours.
Oh,
big odor. Mm. Introducing Mando from the makers of Loom deodorant. Mando was clinically proven to control. We used Loom, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. Mando's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours wherever you stink. Pits, package, feet, and beyond.
Oh, wow.
Yo, if your package stinks for 72 hours, that's wild, bro.
It's crazy.
That's crazy.
72 hours is a long time.
That's a long time.
3 days.
That's 3 days? Long time.
3 days.
Yeah.
Yo.
Like 5 minutes is enough, let alone.
That's a lot. New customers get $5 off a starter pack with our exclusive code. Use issues. Shop mando.com. That is shopmando.com. That is code issues.
Issues.
Right? Yep. Did it twice.
You're gonna be a damn fool not to get that deal. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get that cold too.
Nothing wrong with a little wipey wipe. Your
balls smiling like
a little wipey wipe.
That's freshy fresh.
Freshy fresh.
Coming in fresh.
You know what I mean? A little touch up, a little bird bath.
I got a question.
Oh, early.
It's been a minute. What?
In the new year?
You ready? You ready?
How you doing it?
Questions.
The DC Irvin. Okay.
Perfect. Love it. All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
Shouldn't be too tough.
Okay.
We got Tony Baker.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Snap.
That Tony Baker?
Tony Baker.
What's about to happen to me?
Yes. Tony Baker. Jesus. Tony Baker is our vegan. He's our vegan on this show.
Okay.
He reps vegans very well. He's a very proud vegan, and we love to have him on this show. However, Tony Baker privately owns a McDonald's.
Oh. Owns one.
He owns a McDonald's. Mm-hmm. He has franchised a McDonald's.
Mm, smart move.
The money he makes from this McDonald's, he has used to pay for Sincere's college.
Okay.
Are we letting Tony slide with this, or are we calling him out for being fraudulent?
He's a hypocrite.
Is Sincere still in college, or did he graduate already?
He's finished school. You've used it to pay for his school.
Man, that makes it easy.
I'm definitely calling them out.
Publicly?
Who?
Publicly or?
I couldn't call them out publicly.
Yeah, I can't.
But in the group chat.
In the group chat.
Oh.
I couldn't do it publicly because I'm not a public person as it is. So it wouldn't be right to just, for
you
my
are
first.
Public.
No, as far as like doing that kind of stuff, like a drama, you know what I mean? Like
it's
that kind
what you
of
did
stuff.
To Sydney. It's not what we saw. Yeah.
So that was so that was
wait, wait,
so
we were public as hell.
That's a joke. I'm saying I'm talking about like
wait,
a controversial.
Well, let's finish this question. Yeah. And we'll go back to that.
So I mean, as far as like a real like something that could really kick up, you know, something serious. That's not my thing. So behind closed door, I'd be like, "Hey, nigga."
Oh, every time he walks in a room,
or if I saw one of his videos, I'd be like, "You shut your hypocritical." You know what I mean? Like, but in public, I wouldn't do
but
it.
Not
just because,
on the public.
Yeah, just because I don't, you know.
For one, that's my man. I would never throw my man publicly on a grill like that. I just couldn't do it.
Right,
but
group chat,
group
talking
chat
talking
is easy.
Yeah,
But I couldn't be like, guys, Tony Baker's not who you thinking. What?
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't come off.
Okay, I think on every post, I'm going to just be like, yeah, shut the fuck up and just disappear.
I would do that.
I'm going to doing that on every post.
I know you ain't. Yeah, I know you. I'd do that, but I'm not going to out. I'd definitely be there.
Yeah, every post, I'm saying something.
The only way
I'd probably be like, nigga, and then tag all y'all every time.
Like this nigga, every post. Yeah. Every post.
The only way I would out him is if I caught him jaw deep in a Big Mac.
And I'm wearing it on the shirt.
Anything beyond that.
Who's like, that on your shirt, Chris?
It's Tony Baker eating a Big Mac.
Eating a Big Mac.
So we're not saying nothing publicly. I wouldn't call him out publicly, but I'm talking shit.
I'd have to be like, you're going to have to tone down them posts calling out other people. I'm
going to be like, just chill out, Tony. Yeah. Just chill.
Tony's
like, you know what I'm sick of? You know what we sick of, Tony?
It's going to be a lot of this, nigga. Yeah.
But I couldn't.
You own a McDonald's, Tony.
I couldn't do it.
There's a whole slaughterhouse you're funding.
Yeah. Only if he is sneaking burgers right before the show. If he's like, start. And we back.
Y'all got any vegan options?
It's because of why Tony said he went vegan. He's like, I be giving him animal. You know, I be giving him voices. I be having lies. I feel bad. And then he owns a McDonald's.
Lucrative.
Meanwhile, he's making money off his animals.
Business is booming.
I'm out here. I'm pulling up. Yeah, y'all got the Big Mac going. Hey, don't be bullshitting off the top. What's the eggs looking like? The folded eggs. I mean, where the egg McMuffin's going, man?
Are you active too?
Oh, he's hands on.
He's hands on. Yeah. Hey, the temperature's wrong on this patty, man. What the fuck is this, man?
Let me show y'all how to kill a cow. You just got him by the neck.
Hey, you know what? I might need a cut. For my side.
You trying to tap in? You trying to get some of that money?
I might need a cut.
Oh man,
Tony, straight to the slaughterhouse.
I'm not vegan, by the way, yo.
No, just vegetarian.
Yeah. Tony McButcher's more like
Tony McBaker.
That's funny though.
No, so the Sydney thing.
Happened with Sydney? Yeah,
he had called me out on Takara's post, so I roasted him back. Pretty much that's all it was. But that was like playful.
Oh, it didn't feel playful. What was said?
You okay, buddy?
Yeah, I went in.
I licked Sid.
It went personal.
Really personal.
No, but Sid shared it. Sid was dying. Like, he shared it.
It was good though.
He was hurt inside.
Wait, what was said?
You didn't see this?
No. Wow.
So Sydney. Takara had
The post about the sexiest comedian.
Right. Yeah. So out of nowhere, Sydney goes somewhere. Somebody check on Keon. Make sure. I was like, what?
Oh, he just came out the cuts and said that.
Out of nowhere. I was like, what I got to do with this?
Oh, okay.
And so I saw it. I was dying laughing. I was like, why? What did I do? So then I just made a video about how everything Sydney wants in life.
Oh, sure.
I already did.
Remember Ryan Davis went in on KD? That's the kind of thing Keon did. It was extensive.
I did. So I was like, Sid.
You did a video or you did a...
Yeah, I did a video replying to...
Oh, you posted a video?
Yeah. Replying to his comment.
I got to go back.
I got to go see this shit. Yeah.
So I was like,
ouch.
I was like, Sid wants to... He wanted to be a college basketball player. That didn't work out for him.
Oh,
he
shit.
Wanted to do something else. And I was like, basically everything that Sydney wanted to do in life.
He went to the wife and kids on him. It's like,
because we've joked about that before. That's why.
But publicly, it's different, probably.
No, but he's joked about it. That's what I'm saying.
This was one post or back and forth?
No, it was just one.
Oh,
it was just one. And it was just, but he was dying out. And this is stuff we've talked about out loud and public. So, like, I wouldn't say anything. I said this on my Patreon too. I'm never going to be the person that be the first person to say something. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I get
it. So, like, if something's already out, then it's, you know, we can joke about it. Yeah. But if it's, like, I won't reveal anything. So, had Sid had not made stuff about that on his own and stuff, I would never, you know what I mean?
Oh,
never.
Okay, you're talking about since he talked about it,
we've, yeah. So, it's already, but now, if it's something that nobody knows, I'm never going to be the one to put something out. But once something's out, I'm like, well, we all joking. It's fair game. Like, it's already out.
So
that's what was shocking to me about the Cat Williams thing, why it blew up. I'm like, all this stuff has been
talked about.
Why is this a big deal? Like, why is everybody? We already did this.
Yeah.
So I didn't understand why it blew up this time.
Because they said the Illuminati was involved.
Well, and he did it all in one. He combined the whole shebang in one show, one episode. When everything is pieced together, it can get lost in translation. But when you sit down and be like, this is what this episode is about. I'm exposing all
people was like,
cats.
Steve Harvey wore hair, and everyone, I was like,
y'all didn't know that?
Yeah.
How y'all not know that?
I was very surprised at how people were reacting to everything. I'm like, once stuff is out.
Yeah.
That, I still feel that way about, what's his name, that made the Bill Cosby joke that set all that off.
Oh, Hannibal.
When he said the joke, you could tell he said it like, I thought we all knew this already.
They
like,
blamed him for it.
And I'm like,
I was watching something and they brought that up. When Hannibal Buress is saying, I was like, damn.
And I thought when he said the joke, I just laughed because I thought that was a running joke that everybody knew already.
So, it was when he did it, it was kind of creeping out. I didn't hear too much about Cosby when I was younger.
I've heard it before, and then it got swept under the rug.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, we all forgot.
Yeah. So he was making a joke of something that was already out, and then for some reason it hit that time.
I wonder how Me Too.
He was in Philly when he did it too, I think. Wasn't he?
It was the beginning of the Me Too movement. That's when he did it, and that's when it was
touché,
like,
oh,
Hannibal's
so
the hero.
Just the wrong time or right time? I don't know.
Right time.
Yeah. Like,
and
yeah.
The wrong time.
That's always interesting to me when stuff's already out. Like, why this time? Is it a, you know what I mean?
Like
why
is it a big timing time? Is everything.
Yeah.
You know, we hit it that right time.
Yeah.
30 years later, you're like, ooh, damn.
Yeah. Because it wasn't like repeated news about Bill Cosby before. And then
but
you
also,
hit it at the right moment. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I think, remember when Ahmaud Arbery got killed? He got killed right when COVID happened. So it kind of got swept under the rug. Mm. They had to go back to it after the George Floyd thing. Mm. The timing was right when they got the tape and everything.
Yeah.
And that's how it got like.
So then for COVID what we do for a living, when is it?
Say it again?
For what we do for a living, is it? Can we be held responsible for saying something at the right time?
They went back.
If it's public information?
They went back on Kevin Hart on his statements and made him apologize.
Oh, yeah, for the Barbie doll thing with his son?
No, for the gay comment he made on Twitter. Like,
he was talking about his son. Yeah, he was like, if my son was gay or something like that.
Yeah. He got Damon Jr. too, years ago. Yeah.
Well, we was wilding on Twitter back in the day when it first opened.
Yeah, he had to make an apology.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Damon Jr.?
Mm-hmm. When Twitter first hit, we didn't think everybody was watching.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, just wild.
That's why they always get those quarterbacks who get drafted. Those quarterbacks, like, I was 14 when I said this.
Man,
it's a bunch of remember they had Justin Bieber. He said he dropped the N-bomb hard
on a song.
Yeah,
he was singing a song about killing niggas.
Wild.
Nick Bosa, they had a field day with him. It's just
Nick Bosa was talking about Trump though. He was like,
but like he had said something else. I forgot what it was. And it was another player that said, and he was like, oh, I was in high school. Like, I was.
Karl Malone, they got.
Oh, yeah.
He still hasn't got guy.
That's another one.
He's still riding.
People have known that for years.
He's not going to get guy because they the way they did it or set it up, she.
That family was in.
That family was, yeah. They were like, we're not going to press charges because we don't want him to harm him or whatever.
Both families.
Yeah.
It was twice.
Karl Malone's a whole villain.
And that came out several times. And everybody knows he's a villain. And it's just,
they still had him out there at the All-Star game.
He's still at the All-Star game. Yeah. NBA.
Like, you take a Karl Malone, right? Now, let's say Kevin Hart does a Karl Malone joke. Does he get blamed for outing Karl Malone? And it's like, this is a thing we've known for forever.
Karl Malone might come at him because I feel like he's did that before. I feel like it happened last year. Somebody said something and Karl Malone was like upset.
He seems like a horrible person. I mean, on that aside, any interview you've ever seen, like he just seemed
like warm or like
yeah,
a
he's
nice
just angry.
Person.
Like,
well, he's a truck driver. He likes driving trucks and he's in Utah.
He still
how
lives
many,
there?
Yeah. How many people are going to disagree with him?
He's still out there.
Oh, he's out there. He's a, you can't touch him out there.
Yeah.
He's
that's why he's
there.
Goddamn
right, 14. Like, goddamn, all right, guys.
Whoa. What is Utah known for besides
Mormons.
The jazz?
Mormons,
cold,
snow,
fresh air,
skiing and stuff.
Fresh
right?
air.
UTEP.
They're like a big outdoors.
BYU.
What's the name of that festival?
There's
a festival.
They have a festival there?
For short films and stuff like that.
Oh, that's Cannes, right?
You think that's
France.
Sundance. I think that's the
Sundance in Utah, right?
I think that's in Utah.
Yeah.
BYU, which is
BYU.
Brigham Young.
That's it. They're not known for no food or nothing like that, huh?
Probably just steak and stuff.
I don't know.
Well, Utah, you should get you a dose of HelloFresh. I had to figure out a way to wiggle it there. It was forced, but I had to do it. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
Let's go.
Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm-fresh ingredients and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. Don't let recipe boredom strike because HelloFresh has more options than ever before. Dig into these biggest menu yet with over 45 dinner options to choose from weekly and even more market add-on items that suit any lifestyle. So you resolve to actually sit down and eat dinner around the table, but what do you do about those nights when your schedule is packed? Turn to HelloFresh lineups of quick and easy meals, including their 15-minute recipes designed to help minimize mealtime stress. 15 minutes is hella quick. This time of year, everyone's looking to revamp their eating habits. Look to HelloFresh wholesome, health-forward options like over 30-calorie smart and protein smart recipes each week. Chaz, when you use HelloFresh, man, what makes it dope for you, broski?
The time. I hate standing up.
So fast.
I hate standing up.
You hate standing up?
I hate standing up. It's the worst thing to me. The longer I got to stand, the more hot I get.
That's mad funny.
15 minutes of standing in and out, baby. Let's do it.
Oh, easy work. They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and HelloFresh agrees. In fact, they're giving all subscribers free breakfast for life.
Oh.
As long as you subscribe to the... to HelloFresh. Like, once you get off HelloFresh, that breakfast is gone.
And you're just not getting it.
Yeah, but as long as you have HelloFresh.
Wow. Which makes perfect
sense. It's free breakfast, yeah.
That means you'll enjoy a totally free breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery. Now, that's worth waking up for. Go to HelloFresh.com/issues. Issues free. And use code Issues Free for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active, which Keon just said. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/issuesfree with code issuesfree. You gotta be a damn fool not to get that.
Absolutely.
Man, that's a good time.
That's
right
a great
there.
Time right
free
there.
Free breakfast.
I'm a fan of breakfast.
Now, I love breakfast. I don't really be eating at breakfast time anymore, but the breakfast genre is amazing. It's my favorite.
I wonder if I didn't have kids, what time I would get up every day. Like you just you saying that I don't eat at breakfast. Like
I just be waking up.
I only get up because I have to get them ready for school and stuff. But I'm like
9:30, 10.
Y'all know my vamp crackhead hours. I'll be up hella early.
Yeah. But then you'll go take a nap though. So.
Yeah, I'll go take a nap.
Yeah, you naps, McGee.
Yeah, I'll take a nap.
I gotta accidentally fall into a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I plan it, it never works out.
I just can't sleep in late because it seems like when the day gets away from you, I don't like going places when it's busy. I hate going to the grocery store if it's busy. I hate
you be there with the old people in the morning.
Yeah, I'll be there. Ass cracking
waiting by the door.
Oh yeah, super early. I got to be the first one at the post office.
The dude got to be like,
first one at the DMV.
I
have to be the first.
Okay. DMV, I get it.
No. Yeah, you got to do
post office. I don't be going.
Yeah.
So I don't know what time.
Post office don't really be busy like that.
I'd be cracking.
Yeah,
not you go at the wrong time. It's cracking.
I send emails. I've seen this.
The thing about the post office is only like two people that be there working.
Yeah.
And they ain't in no rush.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see a lot of
Well,
because
all I'm doing is drop offs, I guess. So I'm really. Nah. But it don't be like crazy, am I?
And depending on where you live, too.
Yeah. Nah, my old spot, it was a little more. Right. Crazy, like, but
what time do y'all naturally wake up on average?
6:30 a.m.
Jesus Christ.
No matter what time I go to bed, my body just wake up.
It's always been that way?
For the last 17 years. 18.
Damn. You're on that clock now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, even when I'm on the road, if the kids aren't around, I still get up at 7 because I'm just used to getting up at 7. But if I had a long night, like one of them nights, like Vegas, then I'll sleep in until 10, 11.
He said that like it was mad late.
Yeah, that's still kind of
right. Had a wild bender, cocaine.
10 is late. 10 is late.
That's waking, not that late. That's not that late.
Waking up at 10 a.m. to start your day is late.
That's
wild
late.
Night, though, you don't expect 10.
I expect, wow, not I expect 5 p.m.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be here wild
that's,
night.
That's
I wake up at
1
p.m.
That's it, yeah.
People wake up at 6 a.m. to go to work. Because
you figure, let's say you get in at 4 a.m., right? You got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 6 hours.
Wild night.
We get in at 6:30 in the morning, wild night.
Yeah.
That's true. I'll sleep till
a wild night is you getting back at 7 a.m.
I'll sleep till I'm going to sleep for about 6-7.
Yeah, so 3-4 is
these,
fair
these
game.
No kid cast don't know it's early anymore. They're all time is all messed
10,
up now.
10 is late, but I
y'all
get what
y'all
saying
so
in
removed
context.
From having to get up early. You don't know what early is anymore. Y'all like 10 is early? Yeah, y'all forgot. You forgot them days when you didn't wake up to take the boys out of knocking your door.
Oh, man, dog. I was up every morning for them cats.
You forgot well, the
what time
y'all
to wake up for
days?
Them?
Like 7-some.
Ah, so early, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you was just
and I used to be out mad late on the comedy street.
And still get up.
And my eyeballs be sick.
I remember Saran called me. He was like, can you wake up my dad? I'm like, don't
yeah,
it.
Man.
Don't
I used to be like, oh, let me get up. It'd be cold. Be like, ah.
He just got up straight for the drop-off. He's like,
I would go pick them up. If they wasn't over there, take them. I would get a burrito, a little breakfast burrito from that little corner joint.
A little cottage.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Wait, what place? What we got burrito?
It's in Burbank.
It's in Burbank.
Yeah. It's on Victory? What city is that? Burbank?
It's nah, it's Glendale. Yeah.
It's nah. Victory, I think.
It's Victory?
I think
yeah.
so. It's a little hut.
It's a little, yeah. Mm-hmm. They had a little breakfast burrito in there.
Must be the
is
best.
It wait, is this the one that's walking distance from the old house?
No.
I'm thinking about something no. else.
I'm thinking
about another spot by your house, by your old house. It was like a little walking distance, but it looked like a little walk-up drive-through.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
He said this one looked like they make keys.
It just looked like a little small.
It's a little
what, how far is it from Flappers?
It's far from Flappers. It's
like a big mile or two.
You gotta go down and then left a little.
It's not
bit.
Close to Flappers.
You
like
gotta go
that.
Down. Oh. I want. I don't. I can't even think.
You're
of
not gonna
to
find it if you're not looking
oh,
for
yeah.
it.
Oh, okay.
You just drive right past it.
Which you probably has passed. You got to pass like a car wash.
Yeah,
on that side.
It's over there. And then the boys got into Norm's. Not Norm's like Norm's.
Yeah.
Norm's. Nothing like Norm's restaurant. Not that one.
Oh.
There's
oh.
this place called Norm's. It's in Burbank, and they started loving those burritos over there. So I would take them after school for Norm's.
Not the orange Norm's.
No, it's like on it's on Magnolia.
Oh.
And it's just a little small joint, but breakfast burritos were actually better than the other place.
My kids was into the Norm's with the old people in it.
Mm-hmm.
Norm's restaurants.
They pancakes be.
They be open late.
Man, they pancakes.
They hit.
They never come home from a late night game. Everything closed.
We,
were
was,
right
we was going
Norm's.
Quite often when
I hit up Norm's a few times on some comedy streets.
I remember hanging out on Norm's, Dupar's.
Dupar's.
Hanging out on
good.
Dupar's.
Dupar's good.
Did they shut Dupar's down?
Did they?
That's on Ventura.
It's, yeah, they shut that one in Studio City right. down on Ventura. I think that one's
oh, they shut that one down?
They had
what about the one by
the
Grove? Is that one still open? That's the first one.
I never heard
to.
Of Dupar's.
Yeah, it was the one that was right by where the Dave's Super Hot Fried Chicken is now.
Mm.
On that street.
Anybody ever had that? Dave's Hot Fried Chicken?
It's good.
Child?
It's it's out. My whole face broke out. I had half a bite.
Damn.
Child.
Pimples came in fresh, like, this is good, Chad. Take another bite. We
feed
back,
us
baby.
More. I was like, God
Pimples
damn it.
Pimples was dabbing each other up, man. What's
yeah,
up, man?
What's up, baby?
See
I
you
see
in a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're trying to be healthy and shit, man. You better get in there on this fried shit. Come on, man.
Fried food.
I hate it.
I've been craving pancakes for months. I ain't had them in mad long.
Didn't y'all just have them when y'all was out somewhere?
They did. I was about to order something, and I punked out. I was like, you know what? No. And then I tasted the piece from B. Lou, because he never finishes.
He never.
So I was like, man, let me
why
taste
he be
this.
Ordering
and
all
that
just
good.
Not to finish?
It wasn't that good?
Not to me. I wasn't impressed. Because they was like, it's good. And then when I was like, let me taste that. And I was like, man, this ain't
them cats ain't eaters.
I'm glad though. I didn't order the pancakes because it wasn't worth.
They're not eaters. They don't know what's good.
When did they start coming up with all these different flavors of pancakes? Because I remember growing up, we just had a pancake. Now
IHOP
they got
really kicked
red
it up.
Velvet, yeah. Pumpkin.
Yeah, IHOP was like, we
oh, IHOP
went
to switch
that
it
was
up.
Like their little claim to fame a little bit.
We put
like
fruit
chocolate
on.
Chips on them.
Yeah. We got all kind of pancakes.
Bananas, strawberry, blueberry.
Yeah.
I feel like blueberry pancakes has been a thing.
The best blueberry pancakes I had in recent memory was at, I love Cracker Barrel, but it was this place called Blueberry Hill in Vegas.
Oh.
It was fire.
The blueberries inside?
Yeah.
I
like blueberries inside. I don't really do
I don't need the
sauces.
Blueberry. I don't need the blueberry boysen syrup. I just need the blueberry.
Boysenberry is a good time.
It's a lot.
I've been maple
sweet.
My whole life. Just
yeah,
maple
is a good time.
My dad was always the fruit syrups.
Oh,
like yeah. So he would buy his own. Like the rest of the house would have regular... You know, maple, but he'd always be boysenberry, raspberries, apricot. Like, he liked all the sugary syrups.
I didn't mind cold syrup either.
I like my
Our syrup stations come straight in the fridge. We just put it around the pancake.
I like it warm.
I gave up on pancakes when the griddle closed down. That was my
story. It's back.
It's back open.
The Griddle Cafe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They fire. Hey.
It's back, baby.
I almost died.
They moved for a while, they were on, what's when you go up, what's that restaurant like up in the hills? Katsuya?
Oh,
not,
was not up
Katsuya.
There?
You know what I'm talking about? It's like the Japanese garden one up there.
They moved over there?
They moved for a while. During COVID, they did. Then they would be there during the day, and the restaurant would open at night.
Oh.
I was all in.
Open at night?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
No, they were open during the day as the Griddle.
Oh, and then that restaurant would open at night. Oh, right. Wow. So they, wow.
But they back in the old spot.
Griddle Cafe is fire.
Griddle is on Sunset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Griddle. By the Laugh Factory.
All right. I'm back.
Yeah. New pancakes, man. Big back, as baby. Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I was to go like to the Griddle Cafe, you get now I'd been like, you know what? Let's do it.
Tony Baker, the only person I've witnessed finish an entire plate over there.
Really?
Yeah.
The three stack
the
or
three
one?
Stacks.
I did the three stack.
Three stacks, crazy.
That's usually 3 days worth of pancakes.
That's a lot.
We were sitting there.
I paid the price.
And then we were eating. I remember I was like, I'm going to get through. I might have made it past a half. I might have made it.
Yeah.
Tony was out, bro. He was out for the count. He had one of those Tyson Fury
knockout. I definitely had to regroup.
He came back was like, I got a second win.
That's exactly what happened. I don't know where it came from.
Pancakes are filling.
And they're huge at this place.
People got to understand how big they
are.
Plate size. Over the whole plate, there's three of them.
You get the lemon.
Do you get something for eating them?
No. You just get fat. That's what you get.
Because, like, why would they make that? Like, why would, unless it's like a challenge.
It's their signature thing. Yeah. They
probably what they know for.
But you can also go there and share with people. Like, you can literally take a family of four of y'all.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody can get a quarter.
Yeah.
Right? Be full, have some eggs and bacon, and y'all be straight.
And pancakes are very cheap, too, to make. Think about it.
Yeah. They was good, though.
Yeah.
They got good French toast, too.
They got good bacon, too.
We need another food episode. We always say this, but
we need to go to the Griddle Cafe and get a pancake.
Yeah,
and record.
I can tell you right now, I wouldn't finish it. Pancakes. I don't got a lot of energy for pancakes. Yeah.
That's why when people say Tony don't eat or can't eat, that's why I get insulted.
Could you like in my heyday, y'all?
it's like those movies where you know it's somebody that was a killer back in the day. Yeah. Like, man, you're soft. Shut your ass up! Like, you know how many people I've killed? That's me, man. It's like that movie History of Violence with Viggo Mortensen. It was just like
that's when me and Tony were best friends, bro.
Man,
eating a ton.
For me, it depends on the food.
What you mean?
It's like pancakes. I'm tapping out early.
Yeah,
it's just too.
Me too.
But like. Tacos,
I can eat
ribs,
all.
Something like that.
Y'all know I can load up on tacos.
Yeah.
I got you.
You got the record, don't you? Almost died. I got the record.
Yeah.
You're like 18.
Died.
17, 18
tacos.
Only because I had an off day.
Or my dad called me. What are you doing to yourself?
He did.
Just, yeah. I said. I couldn't even explain. I couldn't even explain. I was like, bro, we just having fun. He was like, that's a lot of too much tacos.
What are you doing to yourself? Like, you were strung out.
On drugs or something, bro.
What are you doing to yourself?
No, remember Fonz came through and did 17.
Easy.
He tied it, yeah.
That's the one on Sherman Way?
Yeah.
I
got to remember
when food killed. We killed food, Tony.
He came
with that one line.
He came and killed Tony, man.
No, hold on now.
He hopped out the car, too, pulled out.
R.I.P. Food came in. Ripped Tony to shreds in a freestyle.
Right, man,
dipped out, dog.
No, it wasn't that good.
He came when he did it, I was like, this is trash. Tony was like,
about to vend the machine.
I was holding Tony Toter.
Tacos, Mexico. We got a murder.
That place was so cheap, too.
It was mad cheap, though.
I got to go back. I can do that.
I feel like we just got busy. We all stopped going.
Yeah, life happened.
Life happened. We go Dollar Tuesdays.
They was 65 cents.
It was cheaper than
$1. Yeah, it was 65 cents.
Yeah,
and they was used to us coming every Tuesday too.
Yeah, we was in there. Like, we back.
That's when we learned that Tony's kids could out eat Keenan.
Oh yeah,
Keenan would be struggling.
That's where we got the rep.
That gave Keenan the rep.
Yeah,
but that was
one of the main. We was like, wait a minute, Keenan,
because he was getting like six. Yeah, I'm stuffed.
Yeah,
and six was like our first order. I would eat 14 like normally. Then he lied.
Wait, yeah. were we doing single shells or double?
So that
we
was
started
the thing.
Out double.
You did the single when you set the record.
No,
yeah, you did.
No,
facts, yeah, you did.
Facts, bro.
You did single.
You came in doing a single.
Yeah,
because we judged you off top.
Yeah. Nah, okay. Never, that don't even make sense, yeah. bro.
What do you mean? That's,
I don't
that's
remember.
Make
yeah, sense. Whatever we were doing, I was doing. We all did.
Because I remember I did 14 of the doubles, and I was like, "Well, hell, I should do singles." And then just break this record.
Your first time in there, you came doing the single.
This is crazy.
Like, I don't like the double shells.
The fact that we're talking about this because
I didn't know the single.
This is what you did.
So now I got an asterisk.
Me neither.
So now I got an asterisk by my champion.
No.
You got it.
I don't remember you.
No, you got it.
No. No asterisk whatsoever.
That's basically 9 tacos then.
No, because there's...
I mean, pretty much half.
What?
No, you got it. It's just that if we were doing 14... Next regular time. Double. So I was like, oh, let's go singles and
this
see what we can
crazy.
Do.
This but next topic, man.
You got it. You got
like,
the record,
though. It's like, it's like it. When you went to Miami, right? When LeBron went to Miami, and he's like, well, you're playing with Wade and Bosh.
You got it.
Like, you got to win.
I rest my case, bro.
You got it 100%. No one's judging you, DC. You got 100%.
You put your life on the line.
It was very impressive.
It was very impressive. DC was sweating, leaning over in the box.
Your daddy called concern.
One shell or not.
He was concerned.
17 tacos is very impressive.
Because of the meat. That's a lot.
That's a lot. No asterisk by it. That's a lot. It's very impressive, dog.
And then Tony would always get no onions. Just a cilantro, right? Or the other way around.
Soft. That would never get onions.
Yeah.
Because they would mix them together, didn't they?
Yeah.
The onions and cilantro come together.
Nah, man.
Green sauce or red sauce?
Green.
Salsa de verde.
Yeah, the red one was green. Green's always green. Green better.
That green get in.
Green's better consistently through every place you go.
Green's always fire. It's always a decent time.
Red is a risk. Because you can either get that darker red that... But they try to make it spicy, but it don't taste good. Then you got the one with like the little green onions in it.
I've had spicier green than
green,
red before.
I've green
had some
hit.
Spicy green before.
Green messed me up before.
But the green spicy still tastes good. The red
sure.
spicy, they change the flavor.
I agree. The green always got that good little sour punch to it.
It'd be
like,
good.
All right.
Yeah.
It's part of that lime in there.
Yeah. One false move is too high for me.
That when it get too high, it messes up the meal. I can't eat no more.
Can't focus on nothing else.
Yep.
They did overboard with my avocado toast the other day, man. They went overboard.
Oh,
they
put the chili, the red pellet, yeah, chili flakes.
They went overboard. My lips was hot. I was like, man, y'all overdid it today. So next time I go back, I'm like, man, go easy on the red flakes.
Or put them on the side.
Nah.
Oh, man.
Won't put it on there.
You can do it yourself.
Could you do it yourself? I like the way they sprinkle it, man.
You can do that.
You deserve to eat
it, man. It was just at one time, man. They just overdid it. I was like, what happened, man?
We went to Ruth's Chris. It was big trash, dog.
Is it overrated? I've never been there.
Ruth's Chris is delicious.
It's
bro.
Just thick and for no reason.
Severely
overrated. I get the price is crazy,
but
the food tastes good.
We were under $300.
Oh, for two people?
Yeah, we were under. You know, we were splurging.
They didn't have no drinks either.
Yo did. I don't drink. But it was like.
What'd you order?
I got
mac and cheese.
I got the lobster mac and cheese, which was not good.
Oh,
it wasn't good, bro. At all. And then me and yo were like,
oh,
we could have done this at the crib.
you had to stand up.
You'll like her steak.
You, huh?
You said you had a what?
You had to stand up. You don't do it at the crib.
Oh, well, I'm not going to do it. She likes standing. Y'all liked her steak. We had like the crab cakes was cool, but I had better. Everything there, I was like, I've had better somewhere else.
That little bready up there.
Hmm?
That little bready up there.
Bready?
Crab cakes.
Oh, yeah. It just wasn't that great.
Outside of the I've had better, was it good?
And their cheesecake was not, it was not that great neither.
Damn.
You had dessert, too?
Yeah, like
well, they gave us a free cheesecake because it was our anniversary. But
oh, okay.
But, yeah, no, I was like, man, it was subpar across the board. Even they had, like, I did, like, this
lobster biscuit. Which one did you go? You went downtown or which one?
We were in Woodland Hills.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have on a button-up shirt?
That's why.
I did not.
No.
You didn't dress up?
I had on a nice leather gray jacket, I had a polo hoodie.
Okay.
And some gray jeans.
It was layered up.
Uh-huh.
Did you take your jacket off for the meal?
I did not.
Oh, you kept the jacket on?
Kept the jacket on while you ate?
Jacket's
not weird.
Jacket's pretty tight. It's a little snugger than I thought.
Were you eating both?
I was like,
leather jackets or you?
Yeah,
you didn't enjoy the meal because you weren't comfortable.
It's a
bro.
Soft leather, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I felt good because it was kind of cold that night, so it wasn't like I wasn't in there like I can't take this jacket.
You outside?
No, but it was just airy in there. It was nice though. It was cool. And then Yeah, it was just like, if I took that jacket off, it was going to be a thing.
I could see, like, excuse me, guys,
the people next to me.
Like, I could see it being a Curb Your Enthusiasm moment, like, eating with Chaz. Like, you're not going to take your jacket off?
No,
just keep it on. Why are you keeping it on? We're in the restaurant. Why are you going to take the jacket off? That is a whole Curb moment.
Definitely.
I shouldn't have to take my jacket off to eat.
Then when I take my jacket off, hit somebody in the eye. See, this is why I don't take my jacket off.
Eating with a jacket on is uncomfortable, though.
It just depends.
Especially a leather jacket. Yeah,
that sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah. No, that was fine.
Because I eat in hoodie, like a hoodie jacket.
Yeah, but that's loose.
But at the restaurant, I'll take my whole shirt off at the restaurant.
Besides, it was the whole fit. You know what I'm saying? It all went together.
Oh, so you wanted them to see the fit?
Well, the jacket was a problem taking it off right there. It was going to be an event.
It depends if I got
I would have
had
to get up and take it off.
Because if I don't have my belt, I mean, I might be showing a little ass crack. And I don't, you know what I mean? So I'll keep the coat on.
You got short shirts in the back.
Yeah, to protect the...
What?
That's funny as hell.
Sometimes you got the jacket on.
Sometimes I don't wear a belt.
If you know you have an ass crack problem, why don't you...
No, sometimes I don't have a belt. It's on act, and you can feel it. When you, if you take it
off. So you just get the jacket on? Yeah, is that why you layer up so much everywhere you go?
No, I normally have a belt on, bro. I'm just saying.
DC be layered.
All this time,
DC be layered.
I thought DC was just cold.
No,
it's a crack problem.
Crack epidemic.
Yeah, elongated crackitis. It's all the way up.
You should go to Mastro's or Craig's.
That's what I said to go to Mastro's. Where's Craig's at?
Right in your house?
No.
Oh,
the Craig's air fryer, your air fryer meals.
Right.
Hey, man. Put me on, Craig.
I've never been to Craig's house, man.
Craig's got a nice crib.
Nice.
Oh, y'all been.
Yeah, man. You get the invite?
I've invited him.
You get the invite?
Yeah.
It's a nice crib, man.
He needs to live down the street. I'd stop over there.
I'm at an old house where we used to tape the podcast.
He told me about the first taco spot out here. He's like, you want to go to this? They give you the most meat. You get double the time.
So, you know, that they have a spot on in Glendale, too. That line be down the street.
Glendale.
It's ridiculous.
I go get my
tacos.
Churros there.
I had churros. I got a favorite taco vegan spot.
Where is that, though?
El Cocinero.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What, they do jackfruit? Or
I think they got jackfruit in there. They got these tacos. What's the pork one?
Chorizo?
No.
No, you're talking about carnitas?
El Pastor? Not the carnitas. They call it. It's the other pork joint.
El Pastor?
Yes. Oh, so good.
With the pineapple?
It's like a little sweet on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm overdue. I'm overdue, man. That I might pull up on them today.
That sounds like one of them old commercials. They make you like.
Where's it
at?
It's I think Van Nuys.
Oh, okay. Sabrina took it to one spot that was really good. I just can't remember where it was, but I want to say it was down in like kind of where Dodger Stadium-ish is.
Mm.
But I can't remember exactly where it was. But that place was fire. It was all vegan. Mm. I'm not mad at vegan food.
I
had vegan tacos. That whole place was good.
Yeah.
It's just when I know when I'm just like, that is not good to me.
The only vegan thing.
It'd be those when I'd be like, that one, that's not.
I have beef with is vegan cheese. I have yet to have.
They still haven't mastered
vegan
it.
Cheese.
They haven't mastered it.
No, everything else, I'm like,
but
this is
SO
fine.
Delicious is a really good one.
Yeah, I ain't found
it. It melts
one yet.
Right. It don't melt like, you know, cardboard.
That's one of the better ones.
But even the taste of it, I'm just like,
they got the cream cheese kind of down, like the nacho cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The vegan, it doesn't be bad. There's one at Costco I would get.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah.
Hmm.
But they haven't mastered, like, the cheddar.
You want full vegan?
And there's no addiction.
The stretch. No? They don't have the
there's
stretch.
There's no addiction element in there either.
What you mean? Waiting on?
You know, cheese has an addicting element in it, yeah. That's why people.
This makes sense.
Yeah. It's called casein or whatever.
Right. It's called casein. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I've done casein for like protein powder.
Yeah, it's an addiction element.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
So I just walked away from cheese. I didn't know it was.
I did not. Cheese got me
cheese
by the
was
balls.
The hardest thing for me to let go.
Cheese
and
peanut
I was like,
butter.
Oh, they was cheating this whole time.
Hmm.
Goddamn slippery cheese.
We gotta take care of ourselves, man.
Mm hmm.
And it's time to get real. If you have a family like I do, then you need to get them life insurance to protect them.
Yeah.
Get that term life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the smartest financial decisions you can make. And to start the new year is a perfect time to get it done. So you can focus on whatever else you want to do this year. Fabric by Gerber Life was designed by parents, for parents, to help you get high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's quick.
Yeah, you can go from start to covered in less than 10 minutes with no health exam required.
Oh, what? You could be raggedy?
You could be raggedy. And there's no risk to apply, and they have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
What? You can get your money bills back?
Can't beat that with a bag.
And you can cancel it anytime.
Oh, my God.
So Fabric has partnered with Gerber Life and trusted millions of families like yours for over 50 years.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. Join the 1,000 of parents who trust Fabric to protect their family. Apply today in just minutes at meetfabric.com/issues.
Issues.
That's meet, M-E-E-T, fabric.com/issues. And policies issued by Western Southern Life Insurance Company. Okay. Not available in certain states. Price is subject to underwriting and health questions. So you can't be, you know, raggedy, raggedy.
I wonder what states didn't make the cut.
Me too, actually.
I want to know.
It's always Hawaii and Alaska. Always
those two. They far, man.
They always be
they
left
far.
Up.
They far.
Shipped everywhere but Hawaii and Alaska.
Man. I want to go to Alaska, man. That's on my list.
I ain't been yet either.
DC went and got the like crack it? Out.
Been so many times. You pulled his pants out real quick.
I saw, let me see one video of there was like, they were clubbing in Alaska. It was a bunch of black folks. They're like, I don't know where city they were in.
We were just talking to Lonnie about
it. Well, probably Anchorage is popping. Juneau, I've been.
They were all in the club in Alaska. Yeah, I was like,
probably Anchorage. Somebody just hit me to do a show in Anchorage because I've been to the other spots. But
oh, you've been to Alaska?
A bunch of times.
Yeah, Anchorage got some good king crab.
Where'd you go to in Alaska?
The ships go up there.
Oh,
so,
yeah. But I'm talking about, were you in Alaska or were you just
on
the
port?
Yeah,
I was in like Juneau. I was in.
You got to see like the city?
But Anchorage is like.
Where's that?
Where it's the New York, LA of Alaska.
Okay.
I mean, but.
Was it cracking there though?
I haven't been there yet. Oh, this dude wants me to come out there to do some shows, so we'll see.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's like bars, it's not like clubs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And restaurants.
I think that's where Trajan
Langdon, the shooter.
And Mario Chalmers, I think they're from
there. Yeah,
they're
from Alaska Boys, yeah. Trajan Langdon. Yeah, Mario Jumper Chalmers. Boy. And Mario,
6'1",
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
I knew when he was a Duke boy. I knew when he was going to make it in the league.
Trajan Langdon. Anchorage got a black population of 6%.
Okay.
They got some gangs out there,
I feel
too.
Like that's kind of high, but it's
I
low.
I saw them on Gangland.
Mm-hmm. I seen the gangs. Yeah.
Anchorage, Alaska. Yeah.
That's way. It's way. It's not enough people there for all that.
They do, bro.
They need to chill.
No, they got. It's a population of 291,000.
That's way too small to be having a bunch of gang violence.
Well, smaller cities than that with gangs.
They all need to stop. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Take it easy, man. Them be a little worse cities.
Yeah. I know. That's what this is nuts. There's 300,000 of us, guys. We're going to mark each other. What
they
we
bored,
doing?
Man. The resources.
It's just a military base.
They sick of eating sand, bro.
They bigger than Little Rock.
That's crazy. This should be a law. There could be no gangs under a million.
Yeah.
Little Rock's the capital of Arkansas.
Remember that banging in Little Rock?
Yeah.
They had me scared for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to Little Rock.
Yeah, it's real Arkansas. Yep. Put them on the map.
They don't even got porches and they gang banging, man.
I felt like Memphis was on gangland. Not gangland, but 48. Of first course. 48. All the time.
Memphis is.
Yeah, that's where the hub felt like it was at.
Yeah, later. Y'all just stay here.
Memphis is tough.
Gangland. Utah was on gangland.
Utah?
Mm-hmm. Who was bringing up Utah earlier? You were.
Yeah, Utah was on gangland.
Uh-huh. They had the Crips out there. Big old Samoan.
Oh, they be migrating,
Crips.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about an expansion. The Crips and Bloods are
big city. Oh,
crazy.
Everywhere, bro.
I wonder why they
even
hit
New
so
York.
Hard. Yeah.
Like, Crip is gangbanging out there now.
Because when you think of the Chicago gangs, the Vice Lord and Disciple, they didn't spread. Like, Crips and Bloods just
spread. Mm-hmm.
Like everywhere.
Oh, well, now they spread.
Because there's no like Vice Lords here, I don't think.
Yeah, that's something.
It's like I didn't know I had never chapter. Heard of that until I watched Cooley High. Actually. Yeah.
What is GDs and
disciples,
yeah. Black disciples, the Vice Lords, the Latin Kings, the El Rukins, and then it was so many gangs in Chicago. Then they got like conferences, which is like the Eastern and the Western Conference. They got like people that are under the people or the folk nation. And then the gangs fall under those conferences.
Oh, damn.
And then even within that, if you're in the same conference, you be beefing too. So it was just, yeah, it was complicated.
That's a lot of merch.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's
not
it's
good
so
for
many.
The soul, damn. But damn.
Chicago's gang city tough.
Yeah, they heavy.
I thought absolutely. They were just being like a saying. They'd be like, what up, folk? And I always thought it was kind of like, what's up, man? No, you know what I mean? That was not.
And isn't it Chicago a certain way you tilt your hat?
Yep.
Yeah, they told me not to wear it at all. Yeah.
I was like, I ain't wearing shit. Okay. I'm going to call it a goddamn day. Because I like to tilt mine just naturally. It just feels better. Throw it on there and be like. Because when I started doing comedy, I had a hat on. But like Chicago, I'd be like, I'm going to wear a skull cap.
Just going to tuck mine in.
Yeah.
Tuck
mine in. I ain't got time for the confusion.
I hate how gangs take over fashion because some stuff just come.
Man, come on,
you know, like
they take over LA, take over teams,
all kind of stuff. It's just like
you
this
can't
is
wear
not
a
fair.
Mariner, can't wear a Mariner's hat. You
I'm at the game. Yeah. Oh, man, we're gonna be waiting for you outside.
A's hat is something.
Remember when
New York hat
when the Nets had came out with their red jerseys. Yeah. I had a Jason Kidd red one. Uh-huh. And we were about to go to Slauson Swap Meet. My dad was like, you don't go change, nigga. And I was like, man, I ain't from it. He was like, take that off.
Yeah, take it off.
Come on, bro.
How you take over a whole color?
That's not fair.
That's and the Roy G. Biv ones too, bro.
Yeah,
that's right. Crazy. The main.
That's crazy.
Take over an obscure.
Come on.
We don't rock like that. Good teams. But red and blue, that's every superhero. That's every, you know.
No one took burgundy.
Oh, Pyru did. Pyru got burgundy.
Damn.
One step pops you, you'd be like, oh, cuz. When I come in with something red, man, you ain't even. Oh, cuz.
The only time I ever got, I had on these red J's, the only time I ever got banged on. And I was with my papa, and we was coming out of Popeye's he was in the hood, and there was some kids getting off the bus. They was like, what up, blood? And I was like, what's my grandfather? What are you doing? And papa, he from there. He didn't even flinch. He was what you like?
Yeah.
They said, come to Pittsburgh, Craig.
I got family in Pittsburgh.
The bird.
I had a good time in Pittsburgh.
I got banging out there, too.
Yeah. Gangs is everywhere, man. It's global. Yeah.
They got a 60s crib, and I don't think they got a 60s block out there.
It's global, man.
One thing I like about Pittsburgh is all their sports teams the same color.
That's so smart.
I like that.
So smart.
I wish every city did that. Pittsburgh.
They what?
Black and yellow.
Oh, yeah.
Penguins. Unity.
Pittsburgh. Yeah, I wish every city did that.
Right. So smart.
Makes it easier.
Because the Bears colors, I do not like.
Y'all had the White Sox.
I would love if everybody was White Sox color. Or the Bulls.
Or the
Bulls,
Cubs,
too. Yeah. I'll go with the Bulls colors.
Black and red.
Just citywide. Because the Blackhawks are black and red, too, mm-hmm. with the white in there. So just.
Every city
had the Cubs and the White Sox change. The White Sox ain't got to do too much changeover.
Color wise, y'all being Crips or Bloods?
Bloods.
Would I wear more? I don't know.
I went years without wearing blue just because.
You with us?
Be a blood.
You with us?
I'd be wearing red.
Let's do it, man.
I feel like red just looks better on me than blue.
Yeah, I probably have to go red.
Damn. And then I can still wear my bull stuff.
What you saying? You about to be the only blood. Yeah, who you at?
Red be too just bright for sometimes.
I feel like red is a better accent color.
It goes
versus,
with more shoes, I believe.
Versus a whole... Like, when it's a lottery, it's a
but
lot.
But that's a good blue, though. Navy blue is a good blue.
Not
Georgetown.
All the way down.
Kentucky blue's my favorite.
They're not Navy, are they? No, Crips are.
Crips
are
Navy.
No, it's both.
It's both.
It's Navy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Navy blue? Can you wear baby blue?
When I think
around?
About Crips, I think about a
you think
brighter
royal.
Blue than Navy.
You think royal blue?
It's that one,
well,
too.
Really quite.
It's too many blue.
No, I'm thinking more Navy.
I thought Crips are more Navy.
I'm thinking more Navy.
Well, no, it's the L.A. Dodgers hat.
Yeah, that's more royal.
New York Yankees hat.
See? They just took over all the blue. They didn't take the whole special blue. Yeah. So now I can't wear Carolina blue?
Nah.
That's every blue, bro.
Carolina
that's
blue.
Unfair,
that's
man.
That's nuts.
Because I'm a Sigma. We wear blue.
Y'all's royal, right?
Yeah. I'm going to still go with.
You going red?
Yeah.
I love that navy blue. I think I do that navy blue.
I don't care about navy, but
I wear blue jeans when I, you know.
Navy, well, I'm not a fan count. Of. I like royal. I like Royal Blue better.
Yeah, I like the Royal and Kentucky Blues. Those are the ones I like.
I'll go with North Carolina Blue. That's
I don't
like if y'all in any of these gangs and you watching this, don't be.
Please,
you're just coming for
we're
us.
Just joking. Right. We're talking about the colors.
We are just joking.
We just got asked which one.
We are not.
Not which gang.
I wish somebody in these comments would.
I don't wish they would at all.
And like if I was in L.A., if I was in L.A., like the Bloods were outnumbered. So I like that.
Oh, they were.
Yeah. So I like being the underdogs. I'd be like, yeah. But I know nationwide it's the Bloods, but like LA wise, the Crips outnumber them Toughs. So I'd be
Lions
like,
got a good blue.
Bloods McGee.
You have a good blue.
Yeah,
blue.
There's a lot of bus stops you got to go through if you if you got red where it seemed like the longest time.
Yeah, I like being an underdog though.
Now, had I grown up in L.A., I would have been.
What neighborhood was your papa?
The family.
Yeah,
family.
Keon, the Sixth. Right
there. Oh, well, yeah. I'm not anything.
Oh yeah,
born
Keon
in
the 60s.
I'm not anything.
What if you find out you're
born in it?
What you find out your papa was like one of the originators?
Nah, my
put in the documentary.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
No, he wasn't, but my uncle was
He was in there?
He was in there. Yeah.
That's funny.
It was like Tookie
Raymond.
Tookie and Raymond, and then like my uncle was maybe like two below them.
Oh damn.
Damn.
Like, he was in there, yeah.
High ranking official.
Yeah, he was in there. He's in that book Monster.
That was a great book.
Yeah, my uncle in that book.
You read it? For real? Oh, yeah. Monster Cody was a fire book.
My dad read that book. Monster he was like, Cody. Oh, I know all these niggas.
That shit Cody. Was scary.
Yeah.
You said it.
I saw the movie.
It's a really good book.
He killed a lot of people.
Yeah, but the book.
Yeah, my dad was like, I know all that these. Crazy. I went to school with him. I know him. I know. I remember this. My dad would tell me like some of the stories they didn't go into details with.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, man, this would happen with this, blah, blah, blah. Your uncle, blah, blah.
Damn, pops is trying to get out of there.
That's crazy. That's why he left. He joined the military to get the hell out of LA.
I heard that because he was in the midst of it.
And he didn't want to be.
Yeah.
He was just like.
Your dad big too? They was like, come on.
No,
man.
Back then he was 170. He was skinny.
Oh, for real? He wasn't always bigger?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He was skinny back then, but he was just where he grew up. So it was just like. And then my uncles, they were bigger. My uncle's 6'4.
Oh, he was bigger.
They were bigger. And then so my mama and them couldn't date because, like, who your brother? Nah, I'm good.
Oh,
yeah, like
it's a setup.
Mm. Yeah, couldn't walk people home. Like couldn't do. That's why my dad. That's why they respected my dad for dating my mom. It was like a little nigga got heart. You know what I mean? Like basically, but my dad said he would like, yeah, he'll walk her home and stuff. But mind you, when my dad was dating my mom, they was in and out of jail all the time, so they wasn't always there. But when they would come home, you know, all them niggas on the porch, and my dad said he'd be like, fuck. And then he'd walk her in. They'd be like, what up, nigga? Like, man, you know, whatever. And then they would catch people in this alley, so he would walk to the alley and then run the rest of the way home. He didn't want them to see him run, but he would run the whole way home. But he was there so long, he was been my mom since they was in the eighth grade.
Oh, dang.
So he was there so long, they kind of was just like, oh, this is my sister dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. But when he said he was younger, he was like, you know, my dad, he's short, he was little, he was just like, these niggas massive.
Oh, dang.
I didn't want no parts of that. And then my papa worked nights. That's how they got into the shit. Papa wasn't home because he worked nights.
So in the daytime, they was in the streets.
I asked my mom, I was like, how did they end up in the streets? Well, y'all came from, you know, traditional two-parent home. They was like, he worked nights.
Wait, were they of course they were at his funeral. I don't think I met him, though.
My mama,
your uncles?
Yeah, they were there.
I know, okay. I probably didn't.
Yeah,
a lot going on, yeah.
So, yeah, they, it was, I read my uncle's book, the little pages he wrote.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, they was just, once them streetlights went out, they was just it was just outside.
That's a lot of LA neighborhoods that were like middle class, where everybody was like nurses and shit. But they kids all gang banged and had cars at 16. You're like, what? You got a car at 16?
Damn.
What you gang banging for?
Because my uncle started first going to jail when he was 16. Yeah. He been in and out of jail since he was 16, then did 30.
I can see you like joining the gang if you had to walk. You just tired of getting harassed.
I mean, because then what if you like, car, you need a ride, little nigga?
Through. Yeah.
Thank you. So cold like, out
come
here.
Come on, man. Come on, just let me walk.
You would have got me in a game with a ride, bro. 100%.
He don't like standing. Sure.
Riding from right. We used to walk home from school.
Need a ride, little man?
Nah, let one nigga in a red hoodie come up
to
me, toss me a hoodie, and
like,
need a ride.
On gang, like,
nah, I've been in there.
I'll just join the
I'll
game.
Kill anyone for you.
Gave me a ride.
Turn
ride.
The heat on. I'm in.
I'll put in work. Is that what you call it?
Man.
Put in work. Put in work.
I be sniping people all day for some heat. He pick you up from school. Yes, sir. Pat.
Still give me a ride, right?
Right.
What's
I got
funny
blood
is,
on me. I did it. Can I get a ride?
My mom and them said, though, they didn't really... who he was, who they were in the streets, weren't who they was at home.
Of course not.
They was goofy. Yeah. They was...
Oh, yeah.
Even when we go visit him in jail, like I'd be like, you know, I'm six. I'm like, why are you in here? He's like, man, these dudes came out. I had to karate chop one. Like, he was telling me goofy stories.
Yeah.
Then the Ninja Turtles came, right? And I said, Leonardo, come help me. So he would tell us like the goofiest stories. Meanwhile, in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah, home, they totally different. Yeah.
He was different. Even now, if you met him now, you would never know.
He did 30.
That's what he did, and that's what he's hella smart. He's hella calm.
Like, he did 30 years? Calm.
Dang. That's a long ass time.
He did 30 because he wouldn't snitch. Mm-hmm. The other ones he went in there with.
Better man than me.
They did. They did 3 years.
Better man than me.
Snitching me in Wyoming. Yeah.
Telling all you
niggas. Gonna be your sketch, the courtroom sketch.
The light skinned brother right there.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna point with your pinky? With your pinky. Poetic justice.
Because he said,
I'm gonna survey the room. I don't wanna get this wrong. Excuse me.
Because he said he thought he would get off. He thought he would get off because what they went down for that particular time.
God damn.
He was like, yeah, I was in the car earlier that day, but I wasn't there when the thing went down. Oh, so it's like, hell no. Nah. Like, I didn't do it.
He thought he was going.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, but it's like, you know, now that he's grown, he's like, yeah, I didn't do that. But all the other shit it did, I deserve to be in there. Like, oh, wow. He was like, so his at that age, he was like, I didn't do this, which he was correct.
Right.
But the police and stuff was like, but nigga, you did all this other stuff.
You
like,
did something, yeah.
Come on, bro.
I respect that.
Yeah. So he said, the analogy he gave, he was like, what I learned in there was like, you know, every time I was pointing at everybody else, you know, I never realized the fingers pointing back at me. And
yeah.
He said, he didn't get out until he realized, like, I kept, blaming other people and blah, blah, instead of acknowledging my part that I played, even in the creation of all of it, you know, like the part I played, like all that stuff. Like, I had a big part in all that. And I never, I wouldn't acknowledge it. Like, I was just like, nah, man, they bother me.
Yeah.
And it's like, no.
Right.
Not at all.
I'm glad he's still alive, bro. That's
for sure. Yeah.
Tookie, Raymond, they both go. Yeah.
Well, they started. So.
Yeah.
But like, even as kids, they said it was like funny. Like they said, like my auntie be telling stories. They be like, we here, you know, down the street. They be like, Tookie didn't whoop 4 more cops. And everybody laughed. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it was like the culture was just like this big buff nigga beating up the police. And they like around the corner. And everybody just thought it was funny.
Damn near a superhero.
Yeah. And they were just like, it's hilarious.
Most of them knew martial arts over there. Those two neighborhoods. They start learning martial arts to go against each other.
Damn.
They in class.
Soot.
Yep. Sick of getting deep, man.
And his red gi.
With their feet pointed outwards.
Soot.
With feet pointed out. But my dad was like, kind of like how Ice-T is, where he was never in a gang. He was just affiliated.
Mm-hmm.
So he was never in it. But he grew up with all the Crips, so.
Affiliated.
You with them. But it's like, he told me.
Did he wear blue and stuff, Pops?
He told me, he's like, I didn't realize, the first time I wore the color red, we were already living in the Bay, he was 20-something years old.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm. Like, later in his life, he just never, like,
he was part of his
he
color
never,
palette,
yeah, he just never thought about it. And he was like, what? He bought some red shirt, and he was like, I don't wear it. Oh, shit. This is the first time I ever wore it.
What's crazy now is I don't think they trip that hard off colors anymore. I think Crips be wearing blood,
like
red.
Yeah. Not like it used to be. It used to be like
these are whole fashion designers now, right, bro.
Yeah, but that's why we grew up in the Bay Area, because my mom and dad was like, we getting the hell out of here.
I feel that.
So that's why my whole family's L.A., and we're the only ones from the Bay, because it was like, no, nigga, we're not doing this. Even when he was going to send me to L.A. to play ball, because he didn't feel like I was getting a fair shake in the Bay.
Yeah.
And he was just like, nah.
Yeah, nah.
Because he was like, yeah, if I seen you here for sports, but then you get caught up in something else just by, you know, it's like, nah, I can't live with that.
The good old Bay.
Mm-hmm. Bay Area wild, chilling. Bro.
Bay Area snatched my son up, man.
He ain't coming back, huh?
He up there.
He's still in the city, too, huh?
Oh, he like in the city. He in San Francisco. Yeah. He no outskirts.
Where you stay at?
He in the heart of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got some roommates.
Like I knew that was going to happen, bro.
He in a nice neighborhood, too. Like, we were driving to it to get to him. It was a whole bunch of nice houses over there. And then we drove down the block. His apartment building is at the end of the block. So we come down. It's right there. So, you know, it's a smaller apartment, but just right up the street is just dope.
Mm-hmm. What's crazy is he know the Bay damn near better than me. When he was maneuvering, he was like, yeah, I'm going to just take this train and get over
here.
Okay.
Just like, yo,
the whole Bay or just the city?
Just like, because once you can maneuver in the city because he maneuvered from San Jose to San Fran on the BART.
He was with us. San Jose, he came down.
No, you have to take the, what you call it, though, don't you? The Caltrain.
Nigga.
Oh, you know.
He was like, I'm taking the train up to San Francisco, yeah, and then I'm coming back.
Yeah, he was maneuvering.
While we was in San Jose, he was there.
Yeah, he was maneuvering.
And then he was like, I'm going to take the train up and then come back for the show. And
I
was
like, you got to take the Caltrain really from San Jose to the bar.
In the bay like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He knew where he was going.
Yeah. He called Uber.
Yeah, I'd be like,
yeah. So he really up there. I was like, wow, you notice it. He'd just be going to the airport, taking the public transit.
Now the BART goes straight to the airport.
Yeah.
And go in
just be out here. I was like, wow.
And now it goes to Oakland. It didn't used to. You just had to take a bus from the Coliseum.
Now it goes straight. Now it goes straight there.
Now go there.
Yeah, it goes straight there.
I used to hate that too, flying out of Oakland and going to the Coliseum and then going to, I'm like, this is dumb.
One of them go underwater, don't they? One of those trains.
When you go to the city, you have to go
underwater. You have to go underwater. Yeah.
It's terrifying, dog.
When you go from Oakland to
we took that one. We were like, I was like,
when you think about what's real.
Is that what I tell y'all?
No.
Yeah, you'd be like, I'm under the water right now.
Because I remember, like, I was like, whoa, wait a second. This thing is just you're going to go underneath the water.
When you're going from Oakland to the city.
That's scary.
You got to go under the water.
I was like, how did they do this?
Building process.
Yeah, how'd you do this underwater?
Right.
Like, y'all can't part the sea. Like, y'all ain't Moses.
That's quite the gig.
How do you do this? That's some real geniuses, bro.
Would you take an underwater train? Will you be underwater for hours? Would you take one of those?
Where am I going?
Just somewhere. It takes you 6 hours to get there. You underwater for 6 hours.
Don't they got an underwater bullet train somewhere?
Huh? Oh,
can you see?
If I can see the outside,
I'm talking about, you know how you be at the aquarium and they got that little thing. Yeah. The
that actually would be kind of dope.
You can see. Let's say you can see.
You seeing great
That's
kind
of dope.
You seeing all the creatures in the oceans. You going.
I might do it.
Okay.
I'm terrified, but I might do it.
Yeah. That'd be scary as hell.
I'm like this. We be in the air.
We do be in the air.
We be in the air.
Right. It's a crazy thing.
You think about it, that's a crazy thing.
With
flying
no
is crazy.
To me, I think about it every time. Every flight.
Yeah.
Because I would bring one of those little air apparatus. I have a whole scuba in my backpack. Like, yeah, just in case. Because
I feel like when we look outside on the plane, it's like there's nothing we could do.
Nothing. Zero.
But when you're in the ocean.
That's a lot of scenery.
At least I can fly.
Maybe you might have a chance to swim up.
You
depending
a
on how
chance.
Pressurized that water is coming in, you might die.
I don't know how low the animal is. Oh, you're talking about the survival of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I'm taking an airplane. It's just going to be quicker, bro.
What do you mean?
That's a long way to... trying to swim up.
I don't want to
make it.
I don't want to drown, though. That sounds awful.
That sounds terrible.
Drowning? That's got to be.
I don't know, man.
I agree with his logic. It's just boom, I'm out.
No. You fall for a long time.
But you're
going to
be screaming all the whole time now?
Flying over water or...
I'd rather
just
talk
about
ocean.
Plane comparisons in general.
I'm going in the ocean.
Compared to the ocean with a train.
Well, now we went to death immediately. We weren't even talking about it.
Yeah, we weren't talking about it.
I'm just saying, but when you
equal comparison.
But if you drop in, that's a long. When you be
that's
seeing people
saying,
do a parachute,
you take the drop.
They be floating for a long time in that air before they throw that parachute on.
But the water coming in and
first the train's gonna stop and you're gonna be underwater. Like, oh man,
that water.
How long
is,
we got left with air?
You're not gonna be able to fight that shit.
Yeah,
that's one thing about it. That pressure gets if it breaks
and
it's comes
gonna be
in,
cold.
It's over.
As soon as it
breaks,
let's go.
No,
what
it's
causes the break?
You
a long way pissed off whale. What causes the break? Whale just looks over and it's like, DC.
If we're at the bottom of the ocean,
starts ramming the thing. Like,
realistically, it can't happen. But
if you did it in a lake, let's say you're
if
going
at
across
the bottom of the ocean, the pressure's gonna kill you.
Yeah, let's say you're going across like Michigan or something like that.
Oh,
okay,
it's cold as shit.
So it's
cold, but
oh,
it's
so
shorter
in the lake now.
It's shorter and it's not as deep.
It's not as deep,
right?
Yeah.
So you could probably
Lake Michigan.
You could do it. Yeah. Now I'm thinking the pressure. If it comes in, if you're contained, you're gonna drown. But if everything shatters and it breaks open, you got a chance.
Yeah, you got shards cutting you.
Not in the lake.
The sharks
in the ocean.
Not in the lake.
You got sharks
in the lake.
Yeah, they are
some, in the lake.
Yeah,
if it's a shark, you a little run.
There's no shark in the lake.
No, ain't no shark.
You know, I'll be right about my shit.
Those are freshwater sharks.
Bull sharks.
Not in the lake.
Sometimes, yep.
They be in the Great Lakes.
I'm sure there's yeah.
Cue it up, Craig.
Come on now.
The lakes are rivers. That's different.
The lake. I'd definitely rather deal with the lake.
Oh, hell yeah.
Plane crash, you got nothing.
I don't know. You ever seen, like, people, they show those videos of how you're supposed to get out of a car if it were to ever fall in the water?
That window
that shit is damn near impossible. Like, it's, like,
that's why you're
you
supposed
literally
to keep, like,
have
something under your seat, like a hammer or something.
You could take
roll
the,
up to the front.
The headrest part on the cars, they're made so you can break the windows. Like, that you pull them out and use the sharp ends of them and you can break the windows.
Oh, wow.
But you have to almost that's do everything true. Perfect in order for you to make it out. Because once that water starts creeping in, you have a certain amount of time to make it out.
That's ridiculous. Googled and it showed up.
It said a great white in Lake
Michigan. That's ridiculous.
A great white shark in the lake?
In Lake Michigan?
No, man, come on, dog.
Never happened.
Everything on the internet ain't real.
Never happened. A great white? It'd never happened.
They swim up.
Nah, you would have gotten on a bull shark or some shit I never heard of. But a great white?
What? I got to Google some more?
Never. From go up to Mississippi to the Michigan is far as fuck.
It is a far one.
Never would have happened.
Shark attacks up there. That's where the movie Jaws came from.
That is not what happened.
Just Googled it. They know be believing me.
ain't no way.
He did Google it though.
He did Google it. He did Google it.
I mean, Humphrey the Whale. Humphrey got stuck in Antioch.
So what it says is, it's not normal for most sharks to live in lakes. Certain shark species, however, are able to live in fresh water, salt water, or brackish water. That's because their livers can respond to the salinity of their environment and flush fresh water through their system to maintain homeostasis.
What about great whites?
Oh, I said a bull shark.
Well, the bull shark said, I said.
A great white.
Then I read.
You did say bull shark.
The bull shark I said, I'll give you because I don't know what that is. But the great white.
The great white shark in the jaws in Lake Michigan.
Google it.
I would rather try to survive through the water.
Definitely, 100%. To take me through the water, yeah.
Am I allowed to take my own scuba gear? Because they don't let you take parachutes on planes.
On the train?
You can't, you're right.
No, ain't no scuba gear to go around.
I can get my own. I'm buying my own scuba gear.
You walking in with the big...
I flip flop.
You got to keep it in your luggage.
That's fine.
They're not going to let you take tanks on there.
Why can't I take a tank on there?
But they're not going to let you do it because if it explodes or something, they're going to be like, no, they won't even let you take laptops.
Well, I'll be like, what is he planning?
Why can't I on my train?
And getting on
I don't know how the train is.
We're talking about underwater.
From the plane. You might be able to take a tank.
We're talking about this fictitious underwater.
Yeah, fictitious underwater.
But I don't think they're going to let you take a tank.
The rules change when you go underwater.
Yeah, I don't think
they're not letting you take a tank.
Because if that thing explodes and then ding, 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 ding,
you're gonna cause more damage inside.
There's whole torpedoes underwater.
Yeah, that's for war.
I'm just saying, well, I can't have a scuba gear.
Y'all can
store this torpedo.
They're gonna take you by the poncho.
You're on an Amtrak, bro. This is an Amtrak.
Underwater though.
Then we have parachutes on the airplane.
Why can't we?
Because it was just
because what? Why can't we?
They don't allow you to take it.
Why?
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
It's just
why.
If an airbag explodes, that's how those parachutes come out.
Yeah, it's too much, yeah.
You look
if
suspicious.
If that comes out on a plane.
Getting on
a
train.
Who cares? Can you imagine you taking a nap?
Yeah, it's like an airbag, bro. Think about that.
How come planes don't have giant parachutes?
They probably do for just them niggas.
How come there's not a giant parachute on the plane? They can't make a giant.
They don't.
Who?
Cessnas.
What is
the smaller planes.
Have parachutes?
Yeah.
Because why aren't there like rubber things on the bottom? No, they can. And then how come there aren't giant parachutes?
The plane is probably
spaceships, they have those little things come down. There's a giant parachute they float down.
I think
on,
it's
right?
What Amir's saying, the how much it weighs.
I forget that, man.
I want to be safe too, but you got to be like.
The thing with the spaceships
is that it's breaking off those smaller parts.
Yeah.
And it's not like, I don't think there's too much on. Because a lot of things, like you think, like, bro, how heavy a boat is, but that bitch float on water. The same thing probably applies to a spaceship. So it looks a lot heavier than it actually is. I'm sure it actually is heavy, but in comparison to like the parachute being able to just float down, that's all it needs to do. But there's nobody on it. There's not a lot of things on it. And it's meant to break away. And a plane is meant to make it to its destination.
Look, man, everybody in first class, they get broke off, they got to die. You know what I'm saying? There's more of us in the back. You know what I'm saying? So we...
But you just queue up.
Cessnas have parachutes.
What is a Cessna? Oh.
The smaller plane.
I don't like fly on a smaller plane, Craig. I need that big Boeing.
The commercial.
I need that big Boeing that have a parachute.
They should, but I think it's just too much.
You know how probably big that parachute is.
So crazy. The thing is, it's so rare.
It has to be massive.
But if it's so rare, then it's worth it to do. How often are we going to use this thing, guys?
There's too many flights.
It's probably weight. It's probably a weight thing, honestly. Yeah. It's got to be the weight thing.
How much does a parachute weigh?
Oh,
has to be heavy.
And if you talk about hold the plane up, that shit has to deploy perfectly.
Yeah.
They can do it. They got the technology.
Because if it doesn't, then it's going to lodge in a certain way. Like that air coming down and it catch that shit, it'll probably kill more people than it'll save.
They can figure it out.
For the weight.
They just got to try it out on
some
people.
They need to allot for the weight. All right, these pair of shoes going to weigh this much. Then allot that weight.
They can figure it out.
The shoe would have to shoot from the top, too.
Great. We don't want to take an absolute you know L on the flight.
All I'm hearing right now, everybody's going to kill people.
Ticket price is
going
to be higher.
Because your wrist goes down?
Hell no.
Hell.
They say it's so
next
rare,
thing
you're right?
To fly, you're more trying of, to fly more of a lightning strike. Yep.
I would love to have a parachute.
I feel so much better.
Every flight.
I'm like, they'll deploy. I'm good.
Flights would be $800 every flight.
That's all okay.
They got the seat turned into the little shoots. Floaty, you know?
Flotation device?
Yeah. That's flotation device.
I'm going to do with that, man. We already crashed and burned, man.
I'm going to do with that. If you survive.
We over land, man.
If you survive breaking your neck in the fall and you don't drown, then great. My little floaty.
Because the thing about the airplane, man, we seeing it coming.
Yeah.
We taking it. We just sitting there.
The whole time.
Man, no.
Grabbing a stranger.
Yeah.
I'm like, move.
I'm going to go out like that.
Gotta get this last one out.
Why you beating up?
I got to get the last one out.
Did you survive?
No way.
Your survival aftermath is going
to. You got to look somebody in the eyes.
Sorry. It was just some turbulence.
You just say sorry?
You think they'll
sorry.
Do you think they'll charge you for that? Public indecency? Whatever.
Hell yeah.
If everybody survive, make it, they're going to be like,
they mounted on me.
It's going to be somebody to tell.
I thought we was dying.
It's cool. You go to jail for a little bit.
Some people take out their phones.
They're going to put you on the list.
They're
going to put you on the list.
He's going to have his own plane. You're on no fly list.
Do we have one more ad to do?
No, that's it. That's it. I got to get my kiddos.
I think we're done anyway.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah, where you at, DC?
Ice House, Pasadena, with Shantae, Gwans, Kenan Baker. That is Friday.
I'm pulling up to that.
The 19th of this month, of January. I believe it's the 19th. Well, I'm sorry, it's not the 19th, because it's Friday.
I know, but this airs Thursday, so.
Oh, so tomorrow, yeah. And then Saturday. What casino?
Morongo
Casino. Mm. The with the big broski Marlon Wayans.
Okay. DC be out here, man.
I try.
Non-stop.
Just keep in these streets.
Craig
Wayans on everything, man. That's where I'll be.
Yeah.
His bonds are getting hot.
Yeah.
Good idea.
It's hotter than
here, though.
It is. I'm hotter than the jacket. Yeah,
I know you cooking.
I just felt it right now. When you calm down.
Yeah, you calm down.
I thought it was just me because I always be sweating. So
sweaty man. You be having on mad stuff.
It was cold outside.
It was.
You had a flannel, a hoodie. You got a shirt underneath the hoodie.
Butt crack.
It's not that cold outside.
Today is one of the warmer days.
Yeah.
It was cold earlier, though.
It has
been cold earlier, though. When I woke up, it was cold.
That's because you wake up at 5.
Yeah, it probably was 40 when you got up.
Freezing, bro.
The sun not even out.
DC got to scrape the ice off the car.
Bro.
Gotta have the crack, boy.
Yeah.
Chaz,
I may be in Denver with Shantae Wayne, January 26th and 27th.
Denver.
I don't know yet, but I most likely will be there.
Denver, the last dinosaur.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. Lacaroni Chaz, we back, BB. Yeah. On my YouTube. BB.
Where you at, Kim?
Well, this will already be aired. But I'm in Vegas Wednesday, 17th.
One
Laugh Factory, 21st. Oh, Flappers, 22nd. I'll be in the main room at Flappers, the 22nd. Make sure you guys get a ticket to that. Especially because of what I'm trying to do there, or it doesn't necessarily be there, but in general, I said this on my IG, but not everybody follows me, obviously. So in LA, as we all know, stage time is hard to come by. If you are not a regular or, you know, on the road a lot or whatever, stage time is just scarce. So I'm trying to provide a stage for comics to do shows in front of audiences and all that thing. So get your tickets so I can do more.
Look at you, this guy.
You know, it's hard
this
out
guy.
Here.
Philanthropist.
So, get your tickets, Flappers, 22nd Flappers. And KeonPulley.com for everything.
You came a long way, man. You didn't want to put people up on your shows before, and now you're holding whole shows for people. You know,
well, Keon,
yeah, remember that?
Well, I said strangers. These people aren't strangers still, but I do be throwing people up now.
We will be live at 2 today. Lacaroni and Chaz on my YouTube, or Deion's YouTube, one of ours.
I am nowhere.
Yeah,
you're not nowhere. You're not on the road. You're not traveling.
No,
you're not going.
No.
Nothing.
No.
He's standing on.
Sitting tight, man. Yeah.
Nothing in LA?
Not this weekend.
What's the bag to get you back out? Somebody said, man, I got one night.
I'm already.
What's the price? One night.
I'm turning down everything.
Tony, we got six figures. No.
One, we got price. $1 million.
So it's got to be like something like, man, just come through and do a quick 45.
25 grand? You coming for one night? That's a good check, dog. Yeah, that's a good check. One
night.
25. That's a good check,
I'm
bro.
I'm shaking my head, bald. Huh? Yeah. Nothing? Have a for 25.
That's a good check, bro. For 1 hour work? One flight? Work.
I'm being Tony for 25.
You got to fly to.
I got
to
fly?
North Carolina. All right,
I'm out.
You gotta take an underground train.
Now that'd be fun, though. I love train. I love train, but I'm nowhere. Verbal cardio is still on break as well. I'm milking that. But new movie reviews. I'm gonna do a review for The Book of Clarence and The Beekeeper. So I'm going to record those right after this. So those reviews should be up this week. Check out the reviews I did for The Color Purple, Night Swim, Aquaman 2, and was that first review I did? I can't remember. But anyway, the movie reviews are back, so check those out. And yeah. Thanks for tuning in. Shout out to the Chatsworth. We appreciate y'all. Movie nights will be this week. However, if you are a member of my Patreon, movie nights all week, man. We started True Detective. We finished Echo. Andrea, all that good stuff. So.
Vámonos, Leons.
Yeah, man. We out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.